The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
I had a very terrifying moment right before we recorded.
Nightmare?
What happened?
It was not a nightmare, but a nightmare scenario. Do you ever go through your day and just like have a moment where you're like, I think my brain might be broken completely and unalterably from this moment forward? Like, I think my brain may have seen its last hurrah, had its best day, and now is going to be a different thing, a different brain that just lives in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times something can happen to you that's so messed up, so freaking weird or awful that your brain actually tries to seep out your ears.
Yeah, for sure.
But what's good is that each lobe takes a different ear, so they stretch out in the middle, but then they snap back in the into your head. But that process does rearrange the particles.
And GPC, I mess up so constantly that I think I surely have permanent brain damage. So I'm all down for whatever you're about to say.
So I was doing dishes right before I was came down here to record.
So far, so good.
And I'd taken my wedding ring off to do the dishes.
This
which
is gonna be it.
Oh, no.
I bought like one of these like wedding ring holder. It's like a little, it looks like a little cactus. It has right next to the dish soap. And so you can like just slide your ring on top of it.
Yep.
For me, it's just about like getting like moisture trapped under the ring. Anyway, so I take my wedding ring off. I had done the dishes and I did the dishes and I went to pick up my wedding ring. And then I could not remember for the fucking life of me which hand it goes on. And I was like, surely I'm not going to have to reach into my pocket and Google which hand does the wedding ring go on? But I had this moment where I was like, I'll just put it on. And I was then holding it. And then I was holding it for about 5 seconds. And I thought, I'll just put it on. And the part of my brain that was telling my hand to put it on, the hand was sitting there like, hey, boss, we got to need one more instruction. We don't know where to put it.
And for listeners who can't see, JPC is holding up his right thumb. And that is currently where the ring resides. But it's not on the way you think it would be on.
It's like a little like crown on the top of the thumb.
It's like when you put a garden hose in the garage. There's a little hook on his thumb, and then it's just draped ever so gently over.
And you haven't been married like 2 weeks. You've been married several months. And
it's been almost a year, yeah.
I think you should just give that cactus its belt back.
Well, then I here's what I did. So I don't know if this is right. I didn't Google it. I settled on left. I settled on left hand, and then I put it on the left hand. I said,
that's a good bet.
I said, We got 50% chance I'm right on this. Took a look at the left hand and then saw the ring and my watch on my left hand and said, that's too much shit on there. That don't look right. Right? Like, you don't keep all this stuff on one.
My arm is looking very busy.
I got one arm. It's dangling down at my side because I can't reach it up. So then I thought, holy shit. Have I just not been paying attention to having all this shit on one hand, or did I get it wrong?
Here's a little pro tip from me to you. And I've been married about half as long as you have. What you do is you wear your wedding ring, you go out to your backyard or your front porch, and you just sit in the sun for about an hour with your hand stretched towards the heavens.
Oh, okay.
What you're going to notice is next time you go inside, you're going to have a little tan line, and that little tan line is going to help you out. It's almost like when people have, all my examples are garage-based, when mechanics have tools and they have like an outline of a hammer and an outline of wrenches so they know where everything goes in their little tool shed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're going to do. But you're going to do that for your wedding ring finger.
I just took a look, and at one point in the summer, I definitely did have a very definite tan line for the wedding ring, but now it doesn't look like it. Now it's all just kind of, it's all the same color. Damn,
righty,
fuck.
Tighty, lefty, married.
Married.
No. left for love.
Left for love has to work. I don't necessarily think that I will ever forget again, but in that moment, I wasn't so concerned that I forgot which hand to put it on. I was so concerned that like my brain wasn't capable of remembering the very basic things. Like, I was like, next is my brain going to stop telling me to breathe? And I'm going to be like, how do you breathe?
Mariah just comes in the kitchen. She sees you staring at your hands unblinkingly in a panic.
I'll also say my recommendation for today is the Xbox PlayStation first-person zombie shooter, Left for Love.
Left for Love.
Zombies who are just looking for love and you have to kill them.
That sounds like a reality show. Like a reality show with zombies called Left for Love.
GPC, the good news is you landed on the correct answer.
It is left?
You would, yeah, it is left. You would start, I think that if you had guessed wrong, I feel like we'd have a real issue here. And we'd have to do scientific experiments on you. But
Aaron, are you a ring person? Are you a wear the ring wearing rings person? Do you like rings?
I like the way they look a lot, but I'm a very fidgety person, so I have to.
All right, yeah, we all get it. That's the Olympics theme. That's not the rings I'm talking about, guys.
So I have to be careful about. I can't be like a bracelet person, a watch person, a ring person. I want to get my nose pierced so bad. I've wanted my nose pierced forever, but because I'm so fidgety, anything on me, it becomes a problem.
You'd grip it and rip it.
I'd grip it and rip it.
And then Adel, you were never a ring guy, right? Like in your like personal life before marriage?
I was, I will say, I'll admit something that I don't want to necessarily admit.
Uh-oh.
I was one of those fucking duped idiots who bought a class ring in high school. Yep. Which is the biggest fucking ripoff of all time.
Idiot!
Herf Jones saw you coming from a mile away, my friend.
Oh, he's such an idiot, and I've been doing a podcast with him for so many years.
I know. I have to apologize. I'll head out. I'll head home.
Yeah. Herf Jones Rolls Royce says fucking Adel or Fire right on the license plate because he saw you coming from a mile away.
Their catalogs are so thick.
They're thick.
I want to say it was like... $400, $380.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
Oh, God.
It was way too expensive. But I remember I was like, oh, I got to get a class ring. And then basically what happened was I gave it to my girlfriend at the time, and then she would put string in through the loop and wrap it several times so that it fit her finger. And then after we broke up, I don't know if I ever saw that ring again. It's not with me.
Yeah, that's a very old-fashioned thing you did, buddy.
I know.
It's like you gave her your pin.
So I basically, yes, thank you, my Letterman pin. So I basically spent $400 as like a breakup fee.
I think that class rings are like, the majority of class rings are owned by high school exes.
Yes.
Like, that's just got to be the most, it's like, this is
here's a $400 thing. Here's a token of our love.
This is a lot of money. And the first thing you do is like, I'm going to give it to this girl I'm never going to see again in 2 years.
So, of course, I had to buy a new one, and then, no.
But are you a wedding ring guy? Are you... Like, you have the wedding band on. Was there an adjustment period for when you were wearing your wedding ring?
100%. So yeah. I will say I really do enjoy my wedding ring because it's like bourbon barrel oak plus deer antler and then copper. So it's like a really cool design.
Oh, okay.
But the first 2 months, I would just nonstop fidget with it and spin it on my finger. And a friend of ours, Rob White... Every time I saw him, he was always taking off his ring and spinning it on the table and all this stuff. And I was like, what's wrong with you? And now I totally get it, where it's just so, I've lived so long without this that now that it's on my finger, I constantly have to be like playing with it or touching it. So
yeah,
I do foresee myself losing my ring. Rob said he's lost his, I think, twice. But I do
think that's a good business idea, is a wedding ring company. It's like half wedding ring,
half fidget spinner.
For the anxious and married.
They must have those. They do have
for
those,
the anxiously attached.
You could have just said married.
They have workout wedding rings that are like $20 like silicone wedding rings that you're supposed to, like, you can like wear while you're working out.
I bought one for travel. So the whole time I was in Iceland, I wore that because Jim and I both bought silicone rings because we're
yeah,
we don't want to lose our wedding.
And I feel like that's good. Like that's it's also for like the people like Rob who like keep losing them. That it's like, okay, you know what? Your fourth wedding ring is going to cost $20. We're not going to do $500 every time you have this wedding ring. For me, I had to, when I first started wearing it, I couldn't stand the feeling, because I'd never worn rings before, of moisture trapped underneath the ring touching my hand.
It's
like,
gross,
I'd dry my hands, and then it would feel like gross and wet. So I got accustomed to taking it off when I would like wash my hands or do dishes. And the other day, I was not doing that, because you know, it's been almost a year at this point. I've gotten used to it. And I was washing dishes with my wedding ring on, and I was cleaning out a pan that I had made scrambled eggs in, and a little piece of scrambled egg got put underneath the ring. I was just a little piece of wet scrambled egg touching my finger in between my ring, and I said, JBC, never again. It always comes off when you do the dishes, because you can't. The feeling of wet scrambled egg trapped under your ring, I was like ripping my finger to get this thing off.
That almost sounds like a Yo Gabba Gabba song or something. a piece of scrambled egg stuck under your ring.
I think I need to like go lay down on the floor for a minute.
I after that scrambled egg episode, I think I took a shower. I think I just went upstairs and was like, took a shower, full clothes. Mm-hmm. I didn't bother doing anything. I just took a shower. Anyway.
DPC, before we get into this episode, I'm sorry, we will get to it.
Every
but
kiss begins
I
with
felt
sales.
Like I was losing my mind this week because my AC didn't work from Wednesday until about 2 hours. And it was so hot in LA and hot at night. It was like the worst week of the year for this to happen. And I swear to God, I started getting heat madness.
Yep.
And I started not being able to remember how I got from what Adel, how I got from one place to
heat
the next.
Madness.
Yep. I genuinely thought
that's
I had
real.
Heat
that's
madness.
That got to be a thing.
And I went over to a buddy's house to play a board game on Saturday, and he has air conditioning. And I feel like I like browned back in. I like all of a sudden was like, whoa, it's Saturday? I thought, well, it was just Wednesday a couple seconds ago. Like I was in and out of awareness and consciousness. So I'm feeling
Aaron,
loopy.
You said that you went to a friend's house to play a board game. Can I guess the friend?
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
Oh, there's a party going on.
No, it was Anthony Birch, who is so good at
so
explaining
close.
Board games.
I was so close. They're both basketball players, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
As you probably know.
Yes.
So tall. Yes. Oh, yes. Can I? Actually, I'm having an issue with my AC right now. Do you guys hold on 1 second?
No. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
My AC is not working. What's up, Preppy? Hey, AC. Do you mind just cooling down my apartment? Hey, Preppy. Did you sleep with Jesse? Did
hey,
I sleep
Casey,
with
can
Jesse?
Can you unplug Adel?
No.
Just go
I'm
ahead,
with Kelly.
Pull that plug.
I've always been with Kelly. I'm always going to be with Kelly, except if like
Casey
a badass girl
trying.
Shows up in a leather jacket. All right, Preppy. I'll see you down at the pit. What's the name of our little
Casey,
diner?
Casey, how hard would it be to replace?
What's the name of our little diner with the magician? I want to say.
What? Is it Aaron, is this AC Slater? Is that what he's doing?
I think that's... Okay,
sorry,
first of all, I'll never know for sure what Adel's trying to do.
I'm not the
authority on what he is or isn't doing.
I know.
You guys never read my instruction manual. And that's on
it
you.
It was so boring. It was like, keep his flannels nice
Turn
and warm.
Over the Adel. Remove the Adel's batteries.
I couldn't tell you what AC Slater looks like or what he's from. Or if it's, is it a he? Who is AC Slater? What is AC Slater?
Wow.
Is that what you were doing?
Okay, so
doing?
Welcome to
Holy
Alaska.
Shit.
Today we are talking about the great state of Alaska.
Is AC Slater from there?
Nope.
Oh.
Mario Lopez,
Nickname,
famously from
the
Alaska.
Last Frontier. Statehood. They became a state in 1959. They were the 49th state. It's a population of less than a million. Last time they did a big old check of that, which is great.
Wait.
The capital is June.
Raise your
Juneau.
Hands.
The biggest capital
city is
a movie from 2011? I will say, I never knew Alaska's state motto or whatever, so it feels like Star Trek gave a big fuck you to Alaska.
Yeah, and okay. The state flower is, and do not forget this, is the forget-me-not.
Ooh.
Send me forget-me-nots.
So who's been
nuts.
To Alaska here?
I've never been
not,
to Alaska.
But
no.
I'm dying to do an Alaskan cruise because it looks so magical. Have you been, Aaron?
I've never been, but I would love to go.
I'd love to go, too. Maybe we do a little...
Road trip.
Our car's in the ocean.
How far do you think the drive to Alaska... And you don't think you can get there on land?
You can, for sure. But you have to go through Russia.
You gotta go through Russia. So we'd have to drive to England.
Shortcut. Go through Cornwall, love.
What's the, what is it called? Gibraltar Strait? What's the strait? What is
the Straits
strait?
Of Gibraltar?
Gibraltar?
What is, that's not
You're
it.
Thinking of the Mexican sota, Gibrito.
Ooh, straight, I just punched my microphone in the face.
Strait of Gibraltar is correct.
Okay. How do you spell that?
G-I...
I don't...
No,
I don't
it's the Bering Strait. We're completely wrong.
Oh.
It's
well,
B-E-R-I-N-G.
Well,
what?
To be fair, you did say...
I did, and I was wrong. Yeah.
I do not want to dox myself. I don't want to tell people exactly where I live, but I did just go ahead and see how long it would take us to drive to Juneau, Alaska, and it is 57 hours.
That's not bad. We split it up.
Yeah. Over, we do it in one shot?
I think you one shot it.
We could make it in one day if we each took turns. Aaron, to be fair, basically what you did is you're like, what's that giant French landmark everyone visits, and I said Eiffel Tower, and you said, no, Statue of Liberty. So that's kind of how it played out.
I get it, but technically we're wrong, and I was wrong first, and then you helped me be wrong, and that's just
God,
what we're dealing
Alaska's
with.
Alaska's so big. 63 hours if we want to go to Anchorage, though. Would we rather go to Juneau or Anchorage?
I think Anchorage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Anchorage strong.
Anchorage is supposed to be cool. I want to see a glacier. Actually,
the Bering Strait is 55 miles. I did not know that. That seems like it should be way more than that.
Damn. Well, you know, Alaska's fucking huge. That's what I know. And
it has
three
million lakes. Alaska, and this is not a joke, has 3 million lakes and 12,000
rivers. Fuck you, Minnesota.
And 100,000 glaciers.
Suck a fucking dick, Minneapolis.
Whoa, yeah, whoa!
Minnesota's 10,000,
right? Adel's been sitting on that for a while, clearly. What?
10,000? Isn't that what they say? Land of 10,000 lakes?
Land of 1,000 lakes, I believe. Land of 10,000 lakes? You might be right. I think it is 10,000 lakes.
Either way, we know it's not 100,000, so Alaska's got that beat by a lot.
Dear listener, please just do me a favor, and I want you to go and truly look at the scale of Alaska, because every time I see it, I go, how the fuck is it not in my bones that I don't know it's that big? It's so huge. Look, you guys,
question.
Google it.
Here's a
it's
question.
It's big. It's very,
is
very
it
big.
Bigger than Texas?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think
of course.
It's the, it's the biggest state, yeah.
But but there's a lot of like Yukon territory or unexplored. Like there's a lot of wilderness, right? Yes.
Yeah, Alaska is bigger wilderness than Texas, California, and Montana combined.
What?
It's mostly just wilderness. Like Aaron said, there's like a million people that live there. That's how many people live in like Indianapolis. Like it's mostly just empty, basically. Which is why we should be drilling there. Drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill.
It's not like
dinosaur
no people
blood
are going to be disturbed.
That sweet dinosaur chocolate.
There's so much dinosaur chocolate just
earth,
buried right underneath
I need
the
some
surface.
Earth fondue for my car. I will say, hold on. How many don't trespass signs do you think there are in Alaska? I feel like every single person in Alaska has a don't
I think
trespass.
There's one in front of Alaska.
Or like, you know, private property. Like if everyone owns 50 acres or 500 acres, there's got to be so many of those signs.
I just don't think that there, it's not like each one of these million people in Alaska lives on 500,000 acres
sure
of Alaska.
Do.
No, there's just a bunch of Alaska
land
where
of
no,
millionaires.
Like no people live.
It's a land of millionaires, Papa, and I want to go.
The only thing that I know about Alaska for sure, 100% for sure, I know this about Alaska, is that is where the vampires go, because it's always nighttime there, and then the vampires can have their own little Josh Hartnett 30 Days of Darkness or whatever.
Here's one thing I know for sure, that life is beautiful around the world.
Whatever happened to Josh Hartnett? That guy fell off, huh?
He's the front man for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice!
Just to give you an indication of what we're going into, this was actually listed as one of the Alaska fun facts.
Okay.
Alaska is the only state name you can type on one row of a keyboard.
Huh.
Huh.
I don't know if that's a fact.
I know.
That's nothing.
It might not be fun, but it's definitely a fact, though, right?
I guess.
You could really jimmy your keyboard, like make like a fucked up keyboard so you could get Ohio in one line, I guess, if you really wanted to. You just got to move the H up a little bit. Yeah, go nuts. Go fucking nuts.
I made a typewriter with just one row of letters. It's awful, but I made it.
So what I noticed, first and foremost, is that they don't have a great showing, Alaska, sweet Alaskan listeners. I'm sure there's a couple. No.
Are you really sure there's a couple?
I don't know.
I bet there is. I bet there's like two.
Look it up, JPP.
Twin brothers who are like huddled next to a fireplace.
I actually wonder if we have analytics on this to see. I wonder if I could say, hey, do we have any Alaska listeners? And the internet will tell me if we do. Entertain yourselves.
Not a lot of celebrities from there. There's Dan Mintz, who's Tina's voice on Bob's Burgers. Kurt Schilling, who is a Red Sox pitcher. Wyatt Earp. And then basically Sarah Palin and Jewel.
Wyatt Earp is from Alaska?
Yeah.
The famous Wild West frontierman he wasn't an outlaw. He was an
American lawman and gambler is how they describe him.
Oh, that means he's a bad person.
Yeah.
If they say gambler, that's Wild West code for bad person. That's insane. How did he make his way down? So wait, in the 1800s, Alaska was already a state?
No.
Is that
but
right?
It existed.
Okay. Did they call it Alaska?
That's
was question. It part of Canada? No, we bought it from Russia, right?
Yeah, we bought it from, I have this all written down.
Was it, could it have been the French? Who would have sold us this thing? It feels like a French thing to do. It feels like the French would be like, we have Alaska laying around.
We can drive there.
We bought it from Russia in 1867 for $7.2 million.
That, we got ripped off.
In 1867?
No, it's beautiful up there.
Does that mean a Romanov sold it to us?
Probably.
Those guys were bad managers.
They were gamblers.
What an asshole.
The only thing I know about Curt Schilling is that his sock was bloody when he was pitching, and I was like, that's not good.
He was an amazing pitcher, but I think he was at the forefront of that, like, or what do you call it, the growth hormone controversy. What do they call those things? It's like a three-letter acronym.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. But I didn't remember that being associated with him, so good for him. He made his whole legacy, that bloody sock.
I think he's excluded from the Hall of Fame because everyone hates him for some reason. But I can't remember why. Maybe it's because he got his sock bloody.
Aaron, he probably excluded from the Hall of Fame because his laundry bill was astronomical.
Were you in Boston when he was a part of that championship team?
I think that was like 2007, wasn't it? Okay.
That's like the fever pitch year, the Jimmy Fallon movie.
That's 2004.
Oh, really? So they made that movie before the Sox actually won the championship?
Yeah, well, that was the crazy part of it, is they changed the ending of it because it was supposed to end with them losing, but they filmed it the year that they won.
Whoa.
And so I remember watching the Red Sox win in 2004, and then the camera panned, and it was Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon kissing on the field, and we were all like, what's happening?
Whoa, and they filmed that in Alaska?
They're filming a movie. Yeah, they filmed it in Alaska. Anyways, do we have any Alaskan listeners, JP?
We do have Alaskan listeners, and I thought that what might be fun for you two would be to guess, and I it's impossible. I know that people are listening from Alaska. It's impossible to tell you, like, actually how many people are listening from Alaska, but what I would like for you to guess is Alaska is not, like, our least popular download state. There are six states below Alaska. So, Alaska's like, what is it, 43, I think? So, yeah, you got to guess the six. Okay, but we're going to do this elimination style, okay? So, if we're going to go back and forth between Aaron and Adel, and if you get one wrong, you get one strike, you have three strikes and you're out, okay? So, Aaron, do you want to
Alabama.
That's strike one for Aaron. Adel?
Hawaii.
The strike one for Adel.
Wow.
All right, back to you, Aaron. Six
North
on the board.
North Dakota.
North Dakota is correct, Aaron. Now it goes to Adel.
Wyoming.
Adel. Let's see. Wait, there's one on this last page. Adel, Wyoming is correct. You're both on the board. There are four left. You each have one strike.
Nebraska.
Aaron, Nebraska is not correct. I'm sorry. I have to give you another strike, Adel.
Montana.
Montana, Adel, I would love it. It is not correct. I have to give you another strike. I just have to give you another strike.
Wow.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I think
we're both almost eliminated. What happens then?
These last ones are very tricky. Aaron, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I'm in between Mississippi and Arkansas, but I'll go
Aaron,
Mississippi.
I think Mississippi, you are correct. There are three left, and you each have one more strike.
I'm going to say Idaho.
Adel, I'm so sorry. You are eliminated from the game. Aaron, if you can get this last one, there's three left. If you can guess one of the three, you will win this game. And you will win $500,000.
West Virginia.
Aaron, you win $500,000. The only thing you have to do is just work for it. Just work hard.
Oh, you
just
suck.
Just wake up every day.
Wait, what else?
Rise and grind.
What's the one we didn't get?
So you got Mississippi, West Virginia. You did not get Delaware. You did not get South Dakota.
Delaware. Mm-hmm. Here's what we have to do. We have to do a grass riddles campaign. We have to go to these states. We have to get boots on the ground, and we have to get them to love riddles.
Now, I think the one that we really need to work on is Wyoming. Now, I think Wyoming has a pretty low population, but it's our least listened to state. And so I really think
what if we get some cows to tune in?
It's the state that I romanticize the most in my head.
It is a beautiful state. We got Yellowstone Park there. If you're a listener in Wyoming, you got to go down to the local corner store and you got to start telling people about it. You got to start telling people about it because don't you guys want to beat North Dakota?
Yes.
Boo,
and you have to stop asking yourself Wyoming, and you have to ask yourself Howoming.
Well, let's play a game.
Okay.
So, again, not a lot of celebrity representation from Alaska. If you're in Alaska, I think that you should try to be a celebrity.
Oh, wait. What's that movie, Mystic Alaska?
Mystic Pizza.
No, there's a hockey movie where it's like Russell Crowe is playing hockey in Alaska. Never mind.
Russell Crowe?
Maybe I'm wrong. I made this movie up.
Okay. Sorry, Adel had a fever dream. So we're going to play the only two.
History, Alaska?
Two of the only celebrities from there are Sarah Palin and Jewel.
Whoa.
So I've come up with Jewel. A game. A quick game.
Sarah Palin's not a celebrity.
She is basically. That's sort
yeah,
of.
She
was. Sure. So you're going to say this is a game called Did Sarah Palin Say That?
Okay.
Is this a Sarah Palin quote or a quote from someone else? Okay.
Is our Jewel lyric?
No, well, that will come later.
Gotcha.
So we'll have a Jewel game after this game. Because it turns out it was too obvious to put Jewel up against Sarah Palin.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Because you kept singing the questions.
Buck up or stay in the truck?
Buck up or stay in the truck? This sounds like a Brooks and Dunn or Big and Rich lyric.
Yeah. Do you think that Brooks and Rich and Big and Dunn, like, do you think they ever, like, crossed over and was like, let's do, like, a wife swap, but
yeah,
for
it's like,
a country
yeah,
music
from a marriage. Yeah.
You got to buzz in.
A buzz. Damn
CPC.
It. Oh, good. I will say Sarah Palin did say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And keep track of your own point.
Okay, because was it one of her children named Truck?
I think so. All right,
well,
ready?
There was Rev. There was driveway. There was gravel. There was storm drain. What were the other ones?
Blacktop. She got in big trouble
caliber,
for blacktop.
Yeah.
I have a very strict gun control policy. If there's a gun around, I want to be in control in it.
Oh, wait.
You got a buzz.
I had to wait till the end. Buzz.
Wait, buzz.
Adel.
They had me at the beginning, and then I found out in the second half. That's got to be Sarah Palin.
Nope.
Chance to steal?
JPC.
That is Christopher Walken saying that to an empty chair that he kept calling Obama at the like Republican convention.
It's Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God.
Hey,
yeah.
Empty chair.
Poles? Nah, they're for strippers and cross country skiers.
Buzz.
Adel.
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
That's Sarah Palin commenting on the war in Ukraine.
We say keep your change. We'll keep our God, our guns, our Constitution.
Buzz.
Adel.
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
Back
keep
off
your change,
or I'm going
right?
to go all hockey mom on you.
Buzz.
JPC.
I'm going to say that's Palin as well.
No.
No.
You fell for it. I trapped
him. Buzz.
Adel.
I want to say that was Wayne Gretzky.
There you go. Sure.
Yep.
You've heard of the golden
Hold on.
Rule.
What? Sure. I don't know if I like that response.
I'm sure he did. You've heard of the golden rule, haven't you? Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
Buzz.
JPC.
I feel like that's a quote from the movie or from the TV show Firefly.
No. Wait. So you're right, though. It's not her. It's Jafar from Aladdin.
What's the Firefly one? It's
same
like you've
energy.
Heard about the chain of command. It's the chain I beat you with until you respect my command or something like that.
That's
I can't
hilarious.
Remember the exact quote.
Patton?
I love Patton. Those hockey moms. You know what they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull is? Lipstick.
Buzz.
Adel.
That's 100% Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm. We're red, white, and blue. And President Obama, we are through with you.
Buzz.
Whoa, what
JPC.
A rhyme.
That's got to be Palin.
Yeah.
That would if I saw that live, I would get fucking pumped up.
I wonder if she, in my head, she had like a Dr. Seuss moment of like, I got to rhyme. I got to get this this audience impassioned. And it was something of like, Obama, more like, go llama, get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Howard Dean Scream comes up on this show way too much.
Hashtag Howard Dean Scream.
I had a moment today where someone had posted the Twitter clip of the Hillary Clinton and Trump debate where Hillary Clinton says something like, well, I'm glad that like, Mr. Trump, you're not running what does she say? Like, you're not running our legal system. And then he goes, because I would throw you in prison. And I was like, that's such a funny line for a presidential debate.
Yeah.
I don't miss Trump, but man, I do miss the spectacle. The spectacle of just like, I think also.
He would be the funniest person in the world if he wasn't so scary and dumb and terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they should be like, all right, Trump, we'll give you your Twitter account back. You just can't run for president in 2024. Do you think he'd make the deal?
Yeah.
Let's make a deal, Mr.
He
Trump.
He would. I feel like, yeah, he's basically, Aaron, I think you know that he's basically Garfield and Hillary is like his Odie, but instead of being funny, it's real scary.
Exactly. All right.
I do think that the Lock Her Up chant has one of the best chant energies of any chant. Like, it's pretty... I can see why people get swept up at the Lock Her Up chant. That's a fun thing to chant. Yeah. Just as an abstract.
You want to know, it really taps into our desire to call a woman a witch and burn her at the stake.
I was,
remember that?
Know, I got swept up in it because I was in high school and I was like, oh, that means like an upgrade to your locker position. Because my locker was always near the cafeteria and I was like, I'd rather be near the front hallway.
Yeah. That's like our mailbox for Hey Riddle Riddle. It's at the very fucking bottom. He's like, you're a young guy. You can get down here.
We got to lock her up. If you pay $10, I bet we can lock her up.
I bet we can lock her up. I say, can we kick out one of these other lockers? Let's lock her up.
Don't underestimate the importance of body language.
Oh, Buzz.
At all.
That is Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Wow.
We eat, therefore we hunt.
We
Buzz.
Eat, therefore we hunt.
JBC.
That is good old tricky dick eating ain't cheating Bill Clinton.
No,
Buzz.
That is.
Buzz.
Damn it.
Buzz.
At all.
Is that the hyenas from Lion King?
Nope, that is Sarah Palin.
Oh.
Mr. President, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke is a good guy with a nuke.
Buzz.
JBC.
That is the motto for House Greyjoy from Game of Thrones.
No.
Buzz.
No, Adel.
His Royal Highness Duke Nukem?
No. Hope.
Oh, Adel, you're thinking I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Well, that's Rowdy Piper from They Live.
Sure. Yes, that's right. That is from They Live.
Yeah.
Hope is not a strategy.
Hope is not a
Buzz.
Strategy.
At all.
Hope Solo?
No.
No, I'm sorry. The movie Solo. Star Wars A New Hope.
Nope. No point awarded.
Okay.
Buzz, that is the tagline for Solo, colon, A Star Wars Tale.
No.
Damn it.
She said that.
Colon,
if it ain't covered
Wars
in mug, if it ain't covered in mud, it ain't a real truck.
Buzz.
JBC.
If it ain't covered in mug, it ain't a real root beer. That is the slogan for mug root beer.
You guys are actually completely useless to me.
That's Sarah Palin.
Actually,
Aaron, I will say
actually,
that's
I can see my house from here. So
that has to be one of them, right?
No, it's not. You fell for it.
Damn it.
I can
God's
see my
will
from here.
Has to be done in unifying people and companies to get that gas line built. So pray for that.
Buzz.
Adel.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, she said
That's Palin. That's Drill Baby Drill Sarah Palin.
City boys got pickup lines. Country boys got pickup trucks.
Buzz.
JBC.
Toby Keith.
Brooks and Dunn.
Nope.
Toby Keith.
No, she didn't say it though. All right, last or two more. I killed Mufasa.
Oh, Buzz. Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yep.
That would be something that she said in one of those like wild Facebook Live things that she did before she got elected and that she had to like walk back later.
I love the smell of emissions.
Buzz.
Of emission or emissions?
Emissions.
Okay.
I love the smell of emissions. Oh, hold on. That is what's that movie, Titane, where the girl fucks a car?
No.
It's that movie.
Is that a vocal line from the video game franchise XCOM?
No. Sarah Damn. Palin said it. Let's
Sarah
move on
Palin?
To Did Jewel Say That?
It's not delivery. It's did Jewel say that?
In the last year and a half since we've had data, we have one listener from the Seychelles. One download from the Seychelles.
Well, okay, hold on. Pardon my dust and pardon my ignorance. What are the Seychelles?
The Seychelles, I'm so glad that you asked, are, I believe, an island nation?
Near Alaska?
Seychelles. It's a country in East Africa. And is it? Yes, it is an island. Okay.
Seychelles. Woo.
It is an archipelagic island country consisting of 115 islands in the Indian Ocean.
Wowie zowie.
Yeah, it's like, it's to the north and east of Madagascar.
The movie?
Hmm.
Yeah, politically, it's to the northeast of the movie Madagascar. So whatever that movie
does
did politically.
Does David Schwimmer live there?
Okay. Dreams last so long even after you're gone.
Jewel. Buzz.
JPC.
Is that Jewel? That's Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams last
so long,
even after
you're gone.
You were meant for me, and I was meant for you.
Don't leave the keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor.
Buzz.
Edel.
I actually want to say Sarah McLachlan.
No, but I almost did add a Sarah McLachlan.
Or what's the Natalie Imbruglia?
Yeah, it could be her too.
No, it is Jewel.
That's Jewel.
Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world.
Buzz.
JPC.
That is one of the characters from Beauty and the Beast. I'm not sure which one. I think Candlestick is too obvious, so I'm going to say it's the Chest of Drawers.
No, it is a church song.
Well, that Candlestick was very religious.
Yes. In dreams, you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you
Buzz.
Keep. Addle.
Jewel, Foolish Games.
No.
No, I'm saying this game is dumb.
Oh, I got it. No, that is a Disney quote. Who will save your souls?
Buzz.
After
Buzz.
All those...
Fuck.
I saw, this might be the music video I've seen the most on MTV, but yeah, this is Jewel, 100%.
Hmm, interesting. You know you love him if you put him in your will.
Buzz.
It's JBC.
I feel like that's Beyonce, right?
No.
No?
It's Jewel.
Damn. Oh, yeah, Beyonce was like, or no, is it Jay-Z?
You know he loves you when he takes you a Red Lobster?
Yeah, fuck him and take him a Red Lobster.
Which is great advice.
Yeah.
You took your coat off, stood in the rain. You're always crazy like that.
Buzz.
Addle.
That's got to be Jewel.
Yep.
That sounds like the most Jewel lyric. That sounds like a robot algorithm wrote a Jewel lyric.
Hey, taking your coat off and standing in the rain, surefire way to die if you're in Alaska. Let me just tell you that much.
So much of Jewel's lyrics are like weather and like where you're standing or how you're standing or where you're sitting or how you're sitting. Or
well,
your
then
mood.
Let me throw these at you.
Jewel was what? She was just born in Alaska?
I thought she was Canadian.
She was raised there.
I thought she was Canadian. And two, I had always heard, maybe on like VH1's pop-up video or something, they love to play Jewel videos. And then they'd have the little factoid that she was homeless for like 3 years or lived in a car or something.
Yeah, she like lived
in
a van.
And that may not be true.
Wait, it wasn't true?
Maybe not. If she wasn't, I thought she was Canadian. But I might be thinking of someone else.
Just because she's not Canadian means she's a liar?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
She was born in Utah, but she was raised in Homer, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For handing you a heart worth breaking, I've been wrong, I've been down.
Buzz.
JBC.
I think it's Nickelback, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I think I've mistaken you for somebody else.
Buzz.
Addle.
That's when we were in Glendale, Aaron, and you were showing me around. That's the guy who came up to hit on you at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It.
I was gonna say that's another Nickelback. Is that not? Is it Jewel?
No,
is that
not.
Jewel?
It's Jewel.
Fuck.
Wow.
Drop a heart and break a name. We're always sleeping in.
Buzz.
Addle.
Rebecca Black?
No.
Buzz. JPC. I'll say Jewel.
No, it's Fall Out Boy.
Damn it.
Drop a heart and
make a name. The hard part about that is you can't understand a fucking single word they're saying in that song.
Good point.
It's just drop a heart and make a name.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle.
That can't be Jewel. She's never that optimistic.
It is Jewel.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Does
she had
Fall
one optimistic
Boy,
day.
Who sings the song, we're going down, down,
that's the same song.
That's
Fall Out Boy?
Yeah. I was going to say, that's the song where I can never understand what they're saying. And it happens to be the same song.
Yeah, that's the same song. So you got
it. Wow, we all learned a lesson today.
We're going down, down.
My first love broke my heart for the first time. And I was like, baby.
Buzz. I think that is whatever actor played Jewel in the Jewel biopic.
Buzz.
No.
Damn it.
At all.
Is this Justin Bieber?
It is. Shut up.
I was like, baby.
My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. They are my own. At all.
That's Donald Trump.
No, that is Jewel. That is very funny, though.
All right.
My hands are small, I know, but
now
they're
I
not
listen to
yours.
Jewel.
They are my
you
own.
I
didn't
find the CD, but I have the Jewel case.
One listener from Liechtenstein.
Oh,
that
fun.
Can't be real.
There's two more left. I saw, I came, I conquered, or should I say, I saw, I conquered, I came.
Scene. Buzz.
Scene.
Scene.
That sounds to me like Liz Phair.
No, that is Pitbull. Tell your
I'm
boss
sorry.
You're sick, hurry, get back in, I'm getting cold.
You said Mr. Worldwide wrong. Buzz.
Addle.
I don't know this one.
Can you repeat the lyric one more time to prove my point?
Tell your boss you're sick. Hurry, get back in. I'm getting cold.
Okay, so get back in, that describes a position of the body, and I'm cold describes the weather. So that's got to be
Buzz.
Jewel.
I will say Buzz, I would like to steal. I believe that is from a Folgers commercial. It's with a brother and sister.
Doesn't Jewel have that song "Stay Fresh a Little Longer, Longer with Big Red"?
I'm gonna read you some that Alaskan
big
headlines.
Red freshness lasts right through it.
Okay.
Man in bear costume harasses mother bear and cubs.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're bored in Alaska, what else are you gonna do? Like that sounds like a prank show.
Record-setting fish may be 200 years old.
Holy shit. What record did he set?
Being old.
Best blowjob.
Best blowjob.
Best.
Most hot dogs eaten in one sitting.
Yeah,
you're telling me
blowjob.
I got the best blowjob of my life from a 200-year-old fish? Oh, no.
Watch the teeth, sweetie.
We have one listener from Cameroon.
Oh, my God. I did a report on Cameroon in middle school.
Wow.
It's on the west coast of Africa.
That was the rapper? No, I'm thinking Cameron. Cameron. What did he sing? He was very popular for a while. He was a No Limit Soldier, I believe.
We have one listener from Kosovo.
This is kind of scary. biologist says he can explain the origins of the Alaska Lake Monster. It's been described as having a long aluminum-covered body that has been estimated to be nearly 30 feet long.
That's a car. Scary. That's a truck. They're describing a truck.
Yeah. It's a truck that's in a lake.
Yeah, that sounds like maybe like a decommissioned like Russian submarine. It's just like floating in a lake.
Man plows into brewery, steals beer.
From a brewery? That can't be the best place to steal the beer from.
Was the bar made of soil?
He plowed it.
That's funny.
He reaps what he sows. House Greyjoy.
And I was sewing a Grim Reaper costume.
And JBC hit us with a listener from a place we wouldn't expect.
Okay, we have one listener from Togo.
Yay!
See, I think here's what's happening. I think every single country in the world has like a little radio tower that pings all podcasts. So I think that's what's showing up.
I mean, there's
or
only...
Or someone listens to us.
No.
There's only 11 countries that only have one listener from them. There's way more that have two. Actually, in my mind, these are a country where someone gave us one shot and countries where that same person gave us two chances. They're like, I'll listen to one more episode. And then they're like,
not
nope,
for me.
Not for me. To doing whatever we do in Uzbekistan because I cannot listen to this.
It could have been an American tourist traveling. They downloaded a new episode the week they were there and then they flew home.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it.
Here's some other fun facts. Alaska, and I had to really read this because I was like, what is this? Alaska annually hosts the world's largest outhouse race. And I want you to start guessing what you think I mean by that.
Huh.
Is that a race to see who can fill an outhouse first? Oh no, why did I start talking?
So this has to be like an outhouse on skis and they like go down a hill. Sitting on a toilet.
Okay.
I'm Johnny Knoxville. This is outhouse race.
No. Teams have to construct their outhouses and have them inspected by a committee to ensure they're structurally sturdy.
Please, Aaron, come shitty.
And then before the race, they race in teams consisting of 4 pushers/pullers and 1 helmeted rider.
Hmm. Interesting. So they are pushing and pulling an outhouse?
Mm-hmm. They have to build one.
Like a boxcar derby?
Yeah.
They got to be on skis though, right?
No.
What are they're just how do they
rollerblades?
How do they go across the floor?
I'm going to send you an article of this.
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, no. I changed my number.
Oh, is today the day you finally block me?
I'm out of fine. This is Block Aaron's number.
Oh, they are. They are on skis.
Thank you.
Okay.
When I first looked it up, they were on wheels. They're on wheels. But
for the terrain in Alaska, it's got to be skis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it depends on where they're racing. I mean, they have roads there. So like they
ice roads.
Ice Road Truckers.
That's where they come from.
That's where they come from. I actually don't know where the Ice Road Truckers come from. Are they in Alaska mostly?
They drive a truck 26 feet long and covered in aluminum, and that's
what
the
do you
monster
think?
Of the
should
lake.
We, should we submit to this?
How many? You need 4. You need so it's 4 pullers/pushers and 1 helmeted rider.
We,
so we get
the team
Casey and Arnie.
Casey Arnie, yeah.
Yeah, Casey Arnie, that's
I
our team.
I would love to.
That's what finally gets us up to Alaska. It's not a live show, but it is a outhouse race.
And here's what I'll say. We know we're not going to win, so I think the competition would be to see how long we can take before they step in and like say, like, hey, we can't do this.
Hey, honestly, we're not going to win. We're not even going to try. We're not going to build an outhouse and have a team of judges come shitty inspect it. No way.
Turns out we're just shitting near the competition.
They really misunderstood the assignment.
Yeah, another fun fact for you. Juneau, Alaska is the only United States United States capital inaccessible by road.
It's only accessible
by air or sea.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Because Google Maps said I could drive there.
Okay, well then maybe you have to do a little something something.
Oh, maybe you have to get on like a boat, wink. Like get on a little one of those little like car boats and like a ferry. Mm-hmm. What are those called where like all the boats go on the car? All the boats go on the car? You know what I'm saying? You put a bunch of boats on a car? Is it a duck boat?
I think so.
I thought a duck boat was one of those things that you paddle with your feet.
No, a duck boat, well, they call the duck boats in Boston.
Boston has
military like cars, like truck things that go in the water and on land.
And I know that Nike makes duck boots.
Because you bought some.
Uh-huh.
Some maroon ones. But I feel like duck, I want to say those are absolutely the big machines that go on land and on underwater. Not underwater, but through the water. But I feel like duck is an acronym for like driving under certain conditions with a K.
Certain conditions with a K. They like, nobody asked us about this. Some places actually spell conditions with a K. We need it. We need this.
But I really do think duck was an acronym for something. Because during the military times, they would.
Maybe
they would
it's say duck it's, like duct tape, and it's like driving under certain terrain.
That could be it.
Uh huh. And it's a duct boat.
Driving underwater, coffee, tea?
Underwater coffee tea.
That's
got to
be it.
Here, let me look it up.
Okay, Adel is looking it up.
About Alaska is like how crazy far north they are. The sun just won't set for a very long time, like 2 months.
Tell Josh Hartnett that because he made a whole fucking career out of being in that one movie that I think I did see. Man, Josh Hartnett really fell off. You're sure he's not from Alaska? Would love to see what he's still doing. I loved Lucky Number 11. Lucky Number 11, fantastic film.
What about Black Hawk Down?
Black Hawk Down?
Okay.
Sin City?
So here's what it is. So they're called duck boats because the manufacturer's code for these vehicles was DUKW. So they dropped the W and just called it a duck.
Timberlake told him that, right? He said that in a bar as he was leaving. He said, drop the W?
Yeah. And he,
yeah.
He said a million dead.
Uh-huh.
Try and picture a billion dead.
Looked up some, I feel like a fun way to get to know a place is to like learn what jokes they make. Like you might be Alaskan if, and these are less jokes as they are just things that came up. You might be Alaskan if you learn to swim indoors. You might be Alaskan if you owe more money on your snow machine than your car.
Huh.
You might be Alaskan if you have more miles on your snowblower than your car.
Okay, Jeff Arctic Fox Unworthy.
Yeah, okay.
You might be Alaskan
a lot
if
of puns
you have
in
four
there.
Seasons. Almost winter, winter, still winter, and construction.
Uh-huh.
If you find gold in your backyard, you might be from Alaska.
You might be an Alaskan if you've hit a pothole and totaled your car.
If you'd rather fuck a king crab than your wife, you might be from Alaska.
There's only a couple more things that I want to talk
about. What does Alaska and Donald Trump have in common?
Huh?
They're both bought and paid for by the damn Russians.
I want to talk about Alaskan moose.
Mm.
Okay. Because they're so crazy.
It's so light and chocolatey. It's just like, oh my God.
Oh,
a finger of Alaskan
moose.
The best
dessert, it just goes down so, just like a little, with a little gingerbread.
Speaking of desserts, what about baked Alaska?
Oh, so good. I've only had it at one restaurant and it blew my mind. I've always heard about it, but I figured it was like a Julia Child era recipe.
Oh, hello.
Whoa.
Mary Poppins?
It's me, Mary Poppins.
Get out of here.
Did someone say Julia Child? I'm a huge fan.
Are you sleeping with A.C. Slater? There's a place near us, JPC, that has Baked Alaska, and we ordered it out of like novelty to be like, let's try this weird fucking 50s dessert. It is phenomenal.
I gotta get it. Text me that place. I'm gonna get it tonight.
We'll go. It's gonna be closed. It's gonna be close.
You know that moose, and that's another thing for skill that I need everyone to Google. Okay. Alaskan moose, which
they're so tall. They're way taller than you think.
They can get up to 1,600 pounds.
Yeah, they
that's
are
insane.
When you see a video of a moose next to like a car, they're way bigger than you ever think they are.
Are Alaskan moose different from the moose that they have in like Minnesota? Because I've seen a Minnesota moose.
Yeah, they are giant.
Moose.
Alaskan moose and Yukon moose are the ones that you find in like Alaska, Canada area.
Okay.
And they are gigantic.
That's why in the Moose Basketball League, that's why a lot of the players are from Alaska.
Mm-hmm. And that's they like true. To swim and they can stay underwater for up to 30 seconds.
Well, hold on. That's
they make loud noises.
That's not a fact. Anything can stay underwater for 30 seconds except for paper.
They have usually two babies. This is the thing that pisses me off. They can run up to 35 miles per hour.
Oh,
you can't outrun a moose.
And they got four legs. I only got two.
Wait, can't they climb trees or something? No, that's not right. But can't they, like, I feel like I saw someone who ran up a tree to escape a moose, and the moose, like, got on two legs and started shaking the tree or something. It was very scary.
I saw a video of a guy getting on a plane to escape a moose, and the moose pulled out a cell phone, called in a threat on the plane. The plane had to land, and when it did an emergency landing on the water, the moose popped up, said 28, 29, popped up, fucking ate that guy in one bite.
The guy said, one more second, I would have been fine. Do you guys ever watch Northern Exposure, or was that before your time?
No, I don't know. What is Northern Exposure?
It was a very popular TV show around the time, so I just remember as a family, when my family was still together, we would always sit down to watch Twin Peaks and Northern Exposure. And it was like a comedy, although I don't remember ever laughing, but it's like a detective, or not a detective, it's like I guess it's a cop show in Alaska, and it's just a lot of like, here's the crimes in Alaska.
One more thing, Mr. Moose. Would you mind staying underwater for 30 seconds?
But I think the guy who played Mr. Big in Sex and the City was like the lead guy.
Hell yeah, that's a
like
bad
Rangers
guy.
Or something,
that guy got canceled.
Did he?
No,
sorry. I'm sorry, not Mr. Big. Who's the other guy?
Mr. Small. So small this man.
Oh, who's the other dude? It wasn't Mr. Big. It was the guy with the longer hair that she dated. Well, who is our other lover?
I don't know.
Aiden.
Aiden. I think it was Aiden.
Oh, he got busted too. He was Aiden in a bed.
Oh my
is that
gosh.
What it's called when he sleeps with you?
I ran out of time, but I was going to go into Iditarod stuff and the Alaskan Gold Rush stuff, but just
no, Aaron, please. We have time.
Wait, no, Iditarod is the t-shirt you get when you sleep with Rod Stewart.
Yeah, Iditarod. It was college, though.
I want it. I want it. Yeah, I want it. Alaska has a pretty interesting history. Lots of like indications that the United States suck with the way that we've like.
I don't think so. And I don't care to hear about any of those.
Yeah, I know. So like many things the United States does, we fumbled a lot in that state.
I'd rather keep my head in the sand.
Right. All right. Well, this was fun. Let me know what state you want me to do next. JPC, can you hit us with one more place that we have a listener from?
Oh, I'm so glad I did not close this tab. We will see you next time. And if you are from Tajikistan and you listen to the show, let us know.
Jupiter. Nope. Neptune. Nope.
Wow.
Mars. Man. Nope.
Mars?
Penis. Bye.
Penis?
That's not the real Aaron. That's not the real Aaron.
Bye forever.
Dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and M. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.